am here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show and sitting here in the Bayer booth. And with me is President and CEO Jim Bloom. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to sit down with you. First of all, let's talk about your guys' presence here at Farm Progress Show. And I know this morning at the grand opening, you guys presented a check to the Wounded Warriors Project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Bayer as an innovation company, it's very important for us to be at the Farm Progress Show and introduce our new technologies and the ways to increase yield. So it's just a natural that we're here. This year, we happen to be lucky enough to be the sponsors and open the gates this morning. So we took advantage of that by sharing with everyone what we're doing at Bayer Crop Science. Had our band, the Rebel Road Band from Des Moines. Unfortunately, the rain kept them from playing. But they did do the national anthem, and they did it wonderfully. We also took advantage of that opportunity to bring up Ivan Stoltz. And he has driven a tractor across from the Atlantic Ocean to the Mississippi River. And it was just a wonderful event to raise money for Wounded Warriors. And we were so impressed with what he was doing for our servicemen and women that we decided to bring him up, acknowledge him. We have the tractor here to take pictures with. And we presented Ivan with a check for $10,000 from Bayer Crop Science. And Ivan told me that took him over $100,000, and his check's still coming in. But he has done a wonderful job for a wonderful cause.
Well, let's talk specifically about what you guys are doing. And Bayer is continually committed to living a better world worldwide. Kind of explain that commitment and how it relates to your guys' investment in integrated solutions globally for your growers.
Well, thank you. Yeah. At Bayer, our tagline is Science for a Better Life. So through our three companies, the crop science business, the building material science business, and the healthcare business, we look at ways to make the globe's, everybody living on the globe, their life better and longer. And we've contributed to that in all the areas. At Bayer Crop Science, we've been putting a lot of money into innovation. We put about 7 billion euros over the last 5 years in new R&D, discovery research, that will allow us to introduce about 30 new innovations by 2022. And our trend line has been mostly on resistance management, the new area of biologicals, and other ways of integrating seeds, traits, biologicals, and small molecules into the best answer and the most sustainable answer for growers. So through that investment and new innovations, we're finding ways to do things better, at a lower cost and increasing yields for our growers.
Well, one of those investments is also in your new facilities. Tell us a little bit about that and how that will help producers globally as well.
Absolutely. The last 2 years have been a blur. We relocated our seeds and traits business from Europe, and now we headquarter them for the globe on our campus in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. So we needed to make room. So we bought the adjacent 70 acres. We've more than doubled the size of our footprint in Research Triangle Park. We're bringing all of our scientists onto one campus. We just introduced open